Have a listen to this. This is a track called Lucy by Being. We'll speak to Being next. Into an extended discussion there about names, because Jasmine, who's our guest in the studio right now, Jasmine is Being.
Kia ora.
That's your performance. You perform as Being.
Yeah.
And you just you're in the studio because you've been just announced for the Ben Ottewell show at the Tuny Fork on November 14th.
Yeah,
how exciting!
Yeah, I'm super excited.
Ben Ottewell from Gomez.
Yeah. You've not done the Tuny Fork at all before?
No.
Ooh,
I've actually only been to one show there. I went and saw Julian Baker like maybe a year or two ago.
Ooh.
You're obviously a talented musician. Are you a showgoer? Do you go to shows?
Well, it depends on how many jobs I got and how much money I got in the pocket. It's real rough.
Going to shows is an expensive hobby to have, isn't it?
It is, man. When you're into like every local act, because we got some gem local bands, but like,
and you got so many, such a plethora of international acts coming through as well. You know,
it's hard
to balance the books. You know, without doing some sort of crime or something to make more money. Okay.
Where are we going now?
I'm just saying. Extra money just doesn't fall out of the sky.
No, it doesn't.
But so that's exciting for you, Being.
Yeah.
Isn't it? And where you're at the moment? The BFM listeners need an update with where you're at and what you're doing, recording-wise and blame-wise, what they're going to see at the show, and what are you going to sing about, and what sort of things are making you write songs?
Oh, all the things. I'll tell you
tell us all the things.
Far out. Yeah. Doing mainly solo shows, I think, for the rest of the year. So starting this Saturday, I'm doing a solo show. And the show at Tuning Fork will be solo as well, because I normally play with like full band arrangement.
Yeah. How's that feel about going down?
Good, like I've done it.
Brave.
I've done solo sets since I started, but it is really different.
Yeah.
Like I do kind of, I miss having the guys around, David Waters and Joshua Worthington Church. God, what a mouthful.
Yeah, there's a name.
Yeah, I know, right? But yeah, and that it'll be cool to play solo because you just kind of get to take your time with it and like sit with the songs. So that'll be cool. And then I got a single coming out actually very soon. So that'll be fun.
So what does that entail for you? Has it been doing a video and stuff as well?
For the single?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, man. It's
like
exciting.
Do you like doing that?
Videos?
Yeah.
Nah, cameras suck, eh? Yeah. But it'll be good. I got to collab with someone, Josh Yong from Rome. Really respect his work, so that'll be cool. And he makes it real easy. Like, I was just a goof around him, and he was like, it's fine. I'll make it work.
And so have you done many support gigs before?
International support gigs?
Yeah.
Not as much, eh? Not as many.
It's nice to be chosen. Isn't it?
Did Jungle Giants last month, which is an Aussie band, like an Aussie indie band, yeah, at the studio. So that was real cool. But yeah, I'm mainly a local gal.
And how long has it been sort of trekking to get to where you are today? Sort of
trekking.
Trekking through the wonderful world of music.
Yeah.
You know, I've got some songs. I want people to hear them. And you know, like, has it been a school thing or since?
I did the smoke-free rock quest.
Good. Yeah.
One time. The last year, my last year of high school, I was like, oh, why not? Just submit some stuff. I gave it a go. And then I actually studied at Auckland Uni for songwriting a couple of years back. I've been going for like 2.5 years.
That's freaky. You can study songwriting.
Yeah, it's a strange thing, eh? It's such an interesting concept. Love the lecturers. Stephen and Godfrey know what they're on about, but it's such a weird thing to like put into a educational system, you know?
Yeah. Tell us how you write a song. Do you have a technique or not? Is it just sort of erupt?
Tell me about it. I don't know. Talk about writer's block. Nah. I actually have been jamming this new process where like I have this completely unnecessary loop station which has like 3 different individual loop settings.
Yeah.
And I just like sit in my room and I like tattoo layer upon layer upon layer and then I just figure out lyrics.
Doing that would drive some people crazy.
Oh, my flatmates hate me. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. But a good way to sort of just get some ideas happening.
Yeah, I like
without
it.
Without having to roster up the whole band to come in.
Yeah. And without having to, like, know all of the parts, because, like, later on I'll find the fingering to put all the parts together if I can. But, like, initially you're just tattooing little lines and stuff. So keep it simple.
Awesome. Hey, we'll have a great show at the Tuning Fork with Ben Otterwell. Do you get a good bracket?
What now?
How long does it set you play?
Good question. I don't know. Probably like half an hour, I reckon.
Yeah, cool.
And so, you've got a couple of other gigs coming up. So this weekend.
Yeah.
November 10th at Whammy with Power Nap, Moogie and Milk It.
Yeah.
Which will be a good one.
I'm real excited for that one.
Do you take it out of town as well?
Yeah. Got 2 Wellington shows coming up as well. After the Ben Otwell gig, I've got a rooftop gig in Wellington, which will be cool. Just chilling somewhere.
That's 17th of
November. It'll be all of about 4 stories
that's
high.
The one. Yeah.
And then
Bush Bash as well, eh?
Bush Bash on December 8th. And that's just somewhere in Wellington.
Yeah, a little mini fest.
Oh, cool. Mm. Hey, well, all the best for that. Thanks for coming in. And we're going to play High in Mind.
Cool.
What's that about?
Which also, if you want to have a look on YouTube at the video of this from Drive Island, it's great.
Oh, is this when you play Drive Island?
I haven't actually seen that.
Oh, cool. You should watch it. It's very, cool. Very good.
Cool.
Very
good. Get on
good
the tube.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thanks for coming in, Jasmine. Bye bye.
Thanks for having me.
It's 9:15 on 95 BFM Breakfast.
Too long. Breakfast with Mikey Havoc.
Thanks to Orcon.